Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Tomorrow morning, the Cabinet is expected to be presented with proposals to lower speed limits on roads across the country. It's part of a major review and follows a sharp increase in road fatalities recorded this year. The proposals come as a Road Safety Authority launches its new campaign, which aims for zero road deaths or serious injuries by 2050. Have a listen.
The first person in the world to be killed in a car crash was Mary Ward. Since her death, too many lives have been lost on Irish roads. The world's first road fatality happened here. It's time we saw our last. Vision Zero, no road deaths or serious injuries by 2050.
RSA Chairperson Liz O'Donnell joins me now. You're very welcome, Liz, to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
You might tell me that people have got a taste of it there. What is Vision Zero, this campaign?
Well, Vision Zero is a worldwide mission, the ambition of which is that no one will lose their life on roads by 2050. Now, it's an ambitious target, but we have been very successful over the last 20 years in reducing fatalities and road deaths and serious injuries in Ireland in particular. For example, in 2006, when the Road Safety Authority was formed, the number of fatalities was 365, which was really high. But by 2018, we had reduced to 135. So that's a two-thirds reduction. So we can do it. I think the point of this campaign is to get everyone to, I suppose, commit themselves and join with us in a collective exercise of, you know, reviewing and looking at our own driver behaviour and helping the RSA and helping the government and the Garda Síochána to reduce road deaths.
What's gone wrong since 2018?
Well, no, it's only last year and this year that the trend has gone upwards. Last year, we had 155 deaths, but that was 20 higher than the previous year. So last year was the first year in many, many years that we went up. And this year is just devastating. You know, it's 130 people so far.
What's gone wrong?
I think it's European wide. People are saying that after COVID, people were so locked up and restricted and prohibited from doing anything for the 2 years that there's an air of carefree abandon even on the roads, and people are speeding more, people are drinking more, and their driving behaviour generally has disimproved. That's what the guards are telling us.
And is there a commensurate or reaction from the authorities then, from in terms of Garda enforcement or the other agencies? What is it?
Yes, well, we were going to launch this campaign 2 or 3 weeks ago, but out of respect for the fatalities and the bereaved parents and families, we didn't do it. But this is a campaign that we'll be rolling out over the next 6 months. But I mean, in terms of enforcement, you heard that Minister Chambers has announced the speed reviews. That's going to take some time. It'll probably take until quarter one to get the legislation completed and guidelines issued to the local authorities. But meanwhile, we're getting more Go Safe vans and hopefully more resources, more Garda resources and technology. I don't think the government will be found wanting. I think there's been a general awareness that, you know, a radical action is needed, because we've had 130 people killed so far this year, which is, you know, very much higher, 25 or so higher than last year. So the trend is going in the wrong direction.
Why did the trend have to go in the wrong direction for action to be taken, I wonder?
Well, it's a wake-up call, I think. It's a wake-up call for everybody, including all of us members of the public, to look at our own driving behaviour and to have a kind of a national conversation about this. Why are more people dying? Why have 30 young people died so far this year, between 16 and 25? You know, that's really twice as many as last year. So, you know, we have to talk to amongst our family and friends.
But can I ask you, some of us are routinely speeding. I understand that. And everyone's individual behaviour is extremely important. And that's possibly part of the public awareness campaign as well.
Yes.
But my question is, why did the number of fatalities have to go in the wrong direction before the agencies vested with the power to controlling all of this, yourselves have to look at Go Safe Vans and the public awareness campaign and the Gore the resources and the review of speeding limits? Why did that have to happen?
Well, it didn't have to happen. What happened was that we were actually so pleased with how the figures were going down, and we had reduced road crashes generally and fatalities and serious injuries. We were European leaders in this field, so there was complacency, I suppose. And then. Just last year, after COVID, the figures started climbing, and this year is really bad. So it's a wake-up call for all of us, motorists, pedestrians, cyclists. I mean, we've had 30 pedestrians killed this year, 45 drivers, 30 passengers. It's time for us all to really recommit to road safety again. We've done it before. We did reduce road fatalities by, two-thirds, as I said earlier,
it's possible again. The Minister for Education.
I do think it's definitely.
Liz, the Minister for Education has written to your organisation, I believe, asking you to explore new ways to raise awareness in schools, for example. She mentioned road safety lessons for Leaving Cert students, or even before that, maybe. Is that something you'd be open to?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're very enthusiastic about that. We actually have school programs for transition year and in primary schools, but we're completely enthusiastic about that. And we have many of the modules are already developed and they just need to be rolled out into schools. We're delighted with the Department of Education asking us to do this, and we're ready and willing to do that.
And I just wonder, is the driving test, is it rigorous enough in your opinion?
Well, it's being reviewed at the moment, the curriculum for that. I think there may need to be more detailed look at for youth drivers. For example, many of our campaigns are targeted at young male drivers. You know, there's a gender issue in this. You know, of the people who have died so far this year, 101 men and 29 women. So, you know, there's definitely a trend and a recklessness amongst young male drivers in particular that we have to target. And we are targeting them on digital because they don't watch TV and listen to the radio like this. Mm-hmm. We're targeting them on TikTok and other digital services so that, you know, it's targeted and hopefully it'll make a difference. But I think the schools, it's a very important way of doing it, and in universities. So we will be spending more of our media budget on those targeted campaigns to target those high-risk areas.
You say we all have to change our behaviour and make our behaviour and conduct safer behind the wheel and on the road. Could I ask you if you've thought of, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, if you have thought of one way in which you could make your driving safer?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I've noticed is that how quickly motorcyclists come into your vision. Yeah. And I have regularly got a fright that, you know, I didn't see them. So you have to always keep an eye out for motorcyclists. They're very vulnerable road users. And 17, unfortunately, motorcyclists have been killed this year. So that's one area where I'm consciously saying to myself, I must keep looking out for motorcyclists.
What do you do about the scourge of the phone? It's always tempting, isn't it, to grab the phone near you? What do you do?
I know everybody is tempted. Everybody's tempted, but really it's a killer behaviour, and increasingly the guards are giving penalty points for it, but people are obsessed with their phones. But if everybody can just do one thing, change their behaviour, change one habit, it's maybe don't speed, don't use your mobile phone, make sure everybody has their seatbelt on in the car, particularly the rear seats, and just don't be distracted, just concentrate on driving. We really have to talk about mindful driving. Mm-hmm. People just use driving as a way to get from A to B, and they're so complacent about it. But I think our campaigns will work.
I remember in 2006 when the road fatalities were quite high, and I think Charlie Bird in the newsroom here in RTE championed a campaign behind the 6-1 news where they remembered those who lost their lives on Irish roads at the end of the 6-1 news every month. And it did raise awareness without question. and subsequently, along with other measures, we saw road fatalities go down. But it just struck me that it possibly needs an awareness campaign like that again. Yes. It also strikes me that there are an awful lot of different agencies involved with road safety. Yourselves in the RSA, the local authorities, the TII, the HSE on occasion. I mean, is there ever an occasion where all of these agencies meet at one time?
Oh, yes, there is. I mean, the road safety strategy that was launched this for the next 10 years up to 2030, that involves 40 agencies. All of those state agencies that you mentioned and government departments. So it's called the Road Safety Partnership Board, and it meets every 2 months. And so there's a real, for the first time, there's a really kind of cross-departmental, cross-agency effort, involving all of government, including the HSE.
So there's a regular meeting. It's amazing that there was such complacency.
Well, you see, we launched this the road safety strategy, the new road safety strategy, in the middle of COVID, and it got very little attention. You know, it was in the middle of COVID, so we couldn't really, it didn't really get the prominence that it deserved. But we are, with there's 184 actions that we are kind of systematically working through with An Garda Síochána, with the Department of Education, with the HSE, involving post-crash response, the TII, involving, you know, safe for roads and safer roadsides.
So you're very much on it.
It's very comprehensive. It's just we have to do it, but we need the public support. I'm calling for that.
Okay. Yeah. A listener wondering, Liz, if you've ever used or held a phone in your hand while driving.
I have, but I won't do it, and I don't do it very often. I have a hands-free device.
Right. But you have, and did you regret it then, or how did it come about?
No, I always use for speaking on the phone. I prefer not to actually speak on the phone. I prefer to put the phone away when I'm driving. Listen, in my position, I can't afford to take any chances. So Cormac, I'm afraid to overtake in case I speed. Yeah. So I'm a very careful driver. I have to be we're calling on everybody to do their best. You know, it's a fallible business, driving, but people need to be mindful about their driving and just be respectful of other people.
Okay. Liz O'Donnell of the RSA, Chair of the RSA, thank you very much indeed. But two of the big trends identified this year are more young people dying on the roads and more people dying on rural roads as well. I might bring in Elaine Houlihan now, who's National President of Mochrane na Fhéirme. Elaine, you're very welcome to the programme. Well, how do you react to that? More young people dying, more people dying on rural roads?
Firstly, thanks for having me on, Cormac. I suppose, as Liz said, it's one massive wake-up call, and listening there to the statistics, going through them from 2006 all the way up to 2024, when you go back to 2006.
I hope the line hasn't gone. Is Elaine there?
It's hard to put into words. And recently, with the road deaths that have been there, especially in the younger generation, it's something, again, that's extremely hard to put into words. It's not easy on anybody.
How do you think, you heard Liz O'Donnell there saying that they're looking at raising public awareness of safety on the roads. How do you think young people could be reached and get the message across? Unfortunately, the line is unreliable to Elaine Houlihan of Mochrane na Fhéirme. We'll take a very quick break. You can text us to 51551 as Tom and Tip has done. He says, reducing speed limits is a waste of time. Visible guards on the roads pulling bad driving is the answer, says Tom.